On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, 1150 AM in the Seattle area, and Transformation Talk Radio around the world. If you're listening live, you might be here in Seattle, you might be somewhere else, or perhaps you're listening after the fact to one of the, I don't know, it's dozens and dozens of podcast places this ends up, including on ChristineUpchurch.com. But wherever and whenever you're joining us here, we're so grateful you've joined us. And I wanted to first say hello to Benny Mathers, who does his technological magic to make sure that you guys all hear the conversation. Hi, Benny.
Hi, Christine. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. You look beautiful as ever.
Oh, thank you. That's so
nice. You're welcome.
And, you know, if you're listening to this live or soon after it airs and you live in the United States, you know that there's something big going on right now. And it relates to a Supreme Court nominee and some charges of sexual misconduct, sexual assault against him. And I know that many of us who are victims of such types of assault are feeling activated right now. If you've watched my TEDx talk, you know that I talked about my molestation. I know many, many women and some men who have been victims of sexual assault in one way or another, whether it's just from groping to molestation, attempted rape, and rape. And I know that there are people who are not sleeping well. There are people who are feeling this agitation, this sadness, listening to another's account of sexual assault, watching another's account of sexual assault be disempowered in certain ways is getting many of us activated. And I just want you to know that if you are a victim of sexual assault, I'm standing beside you. And I'm sending supportive energy to uplift you. And I want you to know that if we stand together in our pain, we're also standing together in possibility. I just couldn't let that go past today without saying something, Benny. And now we'll shift gears into our show, which I'm very excited about because I've got one of my favorite guests. And he is a dream expert. And we're going to be asking the question, can our dreams give us information about our physical health and how we might sort of learn to interpret them so we can get more and more information from that dream state to help us in our waking lives? And the person I'm talking about is J.M. DeBord. He is an internationally acclaimed author of The Dream Interpretation Dictionary, Symbols, Signs, and Meanings, which is like an all-in-one dictionary, interpretation guide, an encyclopedia of some key concepts. And I have to tell you, I've read many books on dream interpretation, and his is one of my favorites. He's the lead moderator at the largest online forum for dreams, Reddit Dreams, where he's known as Rat Owl and Dream Expert. He's the house dream expert at Canyon Ranch Spa and Resort in Tucson. Oh, such a fancy spa. Love that place. And his teachings have reached millions of people worldwide. I'd like to welcome our guest today, J.M. DeBord. Hi, J.M.
Hi, Christine. Thank you for having me back on your show. It is a pleasure to be here. How's the weather up in Seattle today?
It's absolutely gorgeous. We're talking sunshine and probably high in the low 70s.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. We're still cracking 100 degrees here in Tucson on some days.
So. Ooh, dear. Oh,
lucky you. Lucky you.
But it's a dry heat, right?
That's what they say.
Of course, when I'm roasting vegetables in the oven, that's a dry heat, too.
Exactly. And you feel like a blister in the sun sometimes down here. But it's wonderful for 6 months a year. And I want to get up there to Seattle as soon as I can. There are a lot of people who are very interested in dreams up there. I track my sales by region, and other outside of New York and LA, Seattle comes in third.
Yeah, so, that makes sense to me.
Yeah, so they have a real interest in you know, in books like the Dream Interpretation Dictionary. So I need to get up there and meet the people personally and give some of my workshops and presentations and stuff. So Seattle, I'm coming as soon as I can.
Yeah, and let me know how I can support you in that, because I really love your work and the way you approach dream interpretation. So
I think that it's not as difficult to understand as it can seem, because when you look in from the outside and you view it through the lens of, well, is this Freudian or is it Jungian or is it, you know, post-Jungian, whatever. Dreams are really stories that are told to you through symbolism, and they relate to what's going on currently in your life. If you can put the pieces together as a story and decode the symbolism, the meaning usually is right there in front of you. So that's the way that I teach it. It's so that anyone or everyone can understand their dream.
So let me ask you this, JM. Is it always like one symbolic thing in a dream always means one thing, or can it mean different things?
That's the tricky part of dream interpretation, is that a symbol is, it presents a variety of possible meanings just in itself. But you look at the symbol in the context of how it's used in the story, and then in the context of the person's life, because some symbols, actually most dream symbols, are very personal to the person. You could have an experience in life that a dream dictionary could never guess that specific association is what you use in your dream to define this, to define the symbol. So that's what I teach, is how to make associations and work with your feelings and your gut hunches and intuitions and explore your memories so that you can find the personal meaning of your dream symbol.
And I love dream interpretation. I love observing my own dreams and looking for meaning within those. But I have to ask you, and I know I ask you every time you're on, but I think we need a reminder. How do we remember our dreams? Because many of us just, you know, wake up to that alarm and jump out of bed and think, oh, I don't know if I dreamt last night, or if I did, I don't remember what it was. How do we go about remembering our dreams?
Well, the first thing I advise people who have difficulty remembering their dreams and think that perhaps they don't dream at all is just to note the fact that they can remember some kind of dream content. This lets you know that the question isn't about whether you are dreaming, it's about recall of those memories. Dream memories are very elusive, and the first thing that you need to do is wake up in the morning with only your dream memories on your mind. If you shift gears into starting your morning, I mean, something other than maybe just getting up to use the bathroom, and then you return to your sleep position. So in other words, get back in bed, grab your pen, grab your notebook, and you are ready to start recalling those memories.
So you're saying get back into the place where you have that muscle memory of the position you were in when you actually had the dream.
Yes, it's a physical cue for those dream memories. Now, it's not, I don't always do that, but I have found that it does help me to recall more detail from the dream. I might be able to get up, have an outline of the dream, and then go to my desk and start writing it down. That's what I used to do. But now I get back into the bed, and I actually get back into my sleep position and, like, on my side, and I put my notebook and my pen there, and I just immerse into those memories. They are very elusive, and if you form new memories that are not related to your dream memories, like you're thinking about what you're going to have for breakfast, what you have to do today, you are creating new memories that are going to crowd out those dream memories.
Right.
I encourage people to think of this as a process. You practice, you get better. It's like anything. You know, the first time that I attended a Pilates class, I couldn't hold my legs up in the air for 5 seconds, you know, but after, you know, a few months of practice, there I am able to hold these poses, and I've got all these strength and muscles that weren't there before. It's the same idea with your dream. As you practice it, you will get better, and there will come a point when you will wake up and you will have a head full of memories for your dream. So I do offer this. I have, and it's almost an hour-long video. If you go to dreamschool.net and you sign up for the free introduction to dream interpretation and analysis, the place where I begin people is with remembering their dreams. Because, Christine, if you don't remember your dreams, you don't have anything to work with when you interpret them and analyze them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have to remind myself sometimes to do that, as opposed to say, getting out my phone to check my emails, or just jumping out of bed and getting started with my day. But I personally have found deep, meaningful information for my own dreams. And I know everybody has that capacity, the capability to do that.
And it's the best advice that you could ever get, because your dreams are really tapping into your own inner sources of wisdom and knowledge. So you could go to a life coach or a psychiatrist or a counselor or a mentor, and they will give you answers that are probably geared through their experience of life. Your dreaming mind is a wiser, deeper personality. A lot of people don't realize that most of their mind is unconscious.
Uh-huh.
It's below the threshold of their awareness. So by definition, it's subconscious. These are terms people throw around, but just basically think of it as an iceberg. What's above the surface of the water is what you consciously know and recognize about yourself. The vast majority of the iceberg is below the surface.
Right.
This is where your dreams are being created. And that part of your mind has access to everything, all of your abilities, all of your character, all of everything about you. Plus, and a lot of that it's things that you don't really know about yourself. So when you tap into the dreams and the wisdom that they can offer, you're really tapping into your own wisdom, but there is a mechanism through dreams that connects us all together through what Dr. Carl Jung calls the collective unconscious.
Uh-huh.
And you can actually tap into the collective knowledge and experience of our species going all the way back to our origins and beyond.
Wow.
So when you consider that benefit, let's just call it a benefit of dreaming, the many benefits of it, there is every reason in the world to pay close attention to your dreams and use them to help to guide you through life, make decisions. And as we're going to talk about today, dreams can really help you not only with your physical health, but your mental and emotional, financial health, family health, the whole gamut. And we'll discuss some of those examples and learn how to interpret them.
Yeah, and I'm excited about that. And I also want to mention that you know, I, at the beginning of the show, I was talking about how I am a survivor. I'm a survivor of molestation, and it was one, maybe two incidents when I was quite young. And it wasn't until I was interpreting a dream when I was, gosh, in my 30s, maybe early 40s, when I started getting flashbacks about it. So my survival mechanism as a child had kind of stashed that away and into the subconscious so I could function well. And it was illumination of what the meaning of the dream was that, you know, was so visceral for me. And so, yes, I understand the power of dream interpretation. We're going to talk more with J.M. DeBord here in just a few moments to learn how we can use dream interpretation for our physical, emotional, and mental health. Stay tuned.
Stars shining bright above you. Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of me.
Are you ready to shift gears from spiritual seeker to spiritual rock star? Let Nova Whiteman be your aligning force that will help you navigate the ups and downs of this human experience. Tune in to Spiritual Alignment Radio with Nova Whiteman every second Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit NovaWhiteman.com. That's NovaWhiteman.com.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, how did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW in Seattle and Transformation Talk Radio around the world. You know, JM, I understand personally the power of dreams when we approach dream interpretation in an effective way. And we're talking about health and well-being today. So I'm kind of curious, do you have some examples of how somebody has taken a dream and been able to apply it to their physical health?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I have two really good examples. Let's dig into the first one. There was a woman who dreamed that she went into her backyard of her home and she found this underground room. Of course, uh-huh. This is a discrepancy with reality. You know, uh-huh. It's not really there. But she goes down the steps and there's this room and there's a table in the middle of the room and her boyfriend is sitting there. And she sits down across from the table from him. He looks her directly in the eyes and he says, you need to limit your intake of red meat. And then he repeats himself two more times. Now, she comes to reddit.com, dreams.reddit.com, where I'm Radal, the moderator, and she's looking for help with the dream. And I step back because I have a lot of experience with this, and I'm like, it looks like kind of an obvious message to me, but let's not jump to any conclusions here It could be something symbolic, you know? Like, maybe she's too heavy, like in her emotions or something, red meat, you know, like sure. It's heavy, it's, you know, dense. There could be a message that's related to that. But we explored this by, one, looking at the symbolism of the setting. It's underground. And what I found is that when dreams refer to the body and they want to refer to something that's below the head level, they will somehow make a reference to underground or first floor or descending down like in an elevator or something.
Uh-huh.
So that part of it. And then the second part of it that was kind of the clincher was I asked her about her boyfriend because he is brought into the dream as a character to deliver this message. And the first thing that comes off the top of her head is he's a very clean eater. He's one of these people who's like, he's vegan. He's, you know, everything is very clean. It's uh-huh. organic and that kind of thing. So
right.
I said, do you think that your boyfriend is brought into the dream to tell you that you need to eat less red meat? Now, that's not to say that that works for everyone, but I have found that there are some people, myself included, whose blood type and genotype, it does not mix well with red meat.
Right.
As soon as I cut red meat out of my diet, I started having more energy and sleeping better and feeling better and digesting better, and the whole works. You know, I used to love the In-N-Out burger, but that is now, that's years in the past now.
Yeah.
And so anyway, there are other people who they need red meat. I just want to be clear about that.
Right.
But yeah, I found that in that dream. And so there was a message about her diet, her physical health that came to her through that dream. Now, here's another one for you. There was a young man who dreamed that he needed help with his head, and he went to the hospital. He goes around the hospital looking for someone to help him with his head.
And
if I remember the detail correctly, it was a hole in his head. So imagine the dream, you know, you got a hole in your head and you're looking for help with it, right?
Yeah.
And he's running all over the hospital getting frustrated, and he finally finds like a nurse's station or something. You're like, oh yeah, the doctor will meet you in room B12. Now,
in room
I know,
what? Say the first letter again.
Room B12.
B as in boy, B12, okay.
B as in boy, right. So for some people that I've told about this dream, they got it right away because they know that every detail in a dream is there purposefully.
Yes.
A dream would not be as specific about that unless it wanted to be. It could just say, go over there and the doctor will meet you,
right.
You know, but it says room B12. Well, consider, what does vitamin B12 help you the most with that it's best known for?
What's
cognitive
that?
Function, right? B vitamins in general are known to help with memory and cognitive function. So to me, when I see that detail in the dream, and he's told there to go get help with his head, that the dream is still telling him that he needs to supplement, he needs to take a B12 supplement.
Right, right.
So,
And as somebody who has experienced B12 deficiency a couple of times, he may have actually needed to have injectable supplement. You know, it's sometimes the oral B12 is not enough for B12 deficiency.
Oh, great insight. See, I didn't know enough at the time about it. I knew that it was associated with cognitive function. And by the way, we mentioned remembering dreams. The only thing that is medically studied and been through the whole double blind, you know, peer reviewed, is taking B6 can help you to remember your dream. Taking
B6
supplements. But I had the sleep doctor at Canyon Ranch, Param Dedia, internationally known sleep doctor, he said, be careful to take it in the morning because B vitamins tend to enhance your energy level and they can keep you awake.
Okay.
So he recommends that over time you build up the B6 in your system and it will start giving you, out for one, more vivid dreams, but also more vivid recall of your dream.
Interesting.
So yeah,
there's a biochemical aspect to our dreams then.
There is. Dreams are, this is how I explain dreams as simply as possible. What is the function of dreaming? It is to translate all input that's coming into you while you are asleep and turn it into symbolic imagery and sensation. So you can get messages from your body, and actually the body is the first priority in dreaming. The first half of the night is actually devoted to giving the body its needs. You have long periods of deeply unconscious, dreamless sleep, and then it's followed by REM stages where you have the most intense and vivid dreaming. And when you get into the second half of the sleep night, deep sleep is now, you've already had what you need. So what you do is you cycle back and forth between periods of light sleep and periods of REM sleep. So you'll go through sometimes REM stages that'll be 30 to 45 minutes or longer, and then you'll go into light sleep where you're very close to being awake, or you do wake up. It's a great time to recall those memories and encode them into deeper storage. So you don't necessarily have to turn on a light, wake up, start writing everything down. You can just think about the dream for a couple minutes and allow yourself to go back to sleep. But yeah, the dreaming mind is a translator. It takes input from the body, from the emotion, from the mind, from the spirit. And in fact, Edgar Cayce, the famous psychic who was also a very masterful dream interpreter, said that dreams that are messages from the body are the most common type.
Interesting. So let me ask you this, JM. Is there a difference between the dreams we recall that just feel kind of neutral to us and the dreams we recall that have some sort of emotional activation, whether or not there was anything emotional in the dream, if we like feel it sort of viscerally or emotionally after we wake up, are those more significant? Should we pay more attention to those?
Yes, and great question, because dreams are a range of, there's a spectrum to it. There's the phenomena is not just this monolithic thing, dreams. Dreams address all these different areas of life, and there are different types of dreams. In the academic study of dreams, they classify them as NREM or non-REM dreams and the REM dreams. NREM dreams occur outside of that sleep stage called rapid eye movement, REM. Those dreams tend to be more about memory processing, collating, just running sort of routine maintenance. These are things that will happen for most people, actually for everyone, nightly. They have to happen. There are certain maintenance processes that happen during dreaming that can't or don't run at any other time. So dreaming is essential for the maintenance of mind and body. Without it, you very quickly break down.
Interesting.
And this was discovered. That's why it's against the Geneva, sleep deprivation is against the Geneva Convention, because it's considered to be a form of torture.
Right.
So then there's the other side of it. When you have those emotionally impactful dreams, and they tend to occur during REM stage, and that is when the brain lights up as if it's awake. When you've gone through the sleep cycle, you go through these stages where you go from light sleep and then deep sleep and then really deep sleep, and then you cycle back through it like a pendulum. You come back the other way. Now, instead of waking up, you go into REM sleep, your body stays asleep, but your brain wakes up, and it is just as active as when you are awake and focused on something, like taking a test or doing a skill or something like that.
Right.
So, yes, there's this thing going on, and those dreams are the ones to pay the most attention to as far as interpretation. I think that all dreams are valuable, at least in what they can teach you about how you function deep inside. Uh-huh. It's like a peek behind the curtain, you know, what's going on behind the scenes over here?
Right.
But then those emotional dreams can really tell you what's going on deep in your mind, in your heart, in your spirit.
Oh, this is fascinating. When we return, we're going to talk more to JM about dream interpretation and how it relates to physical, emotional, and mental health. And I'm going to share my own story about when I was facing a health crisis, how I got very pertinent information through one of my dreams. Stay tuned for more with J.M. DeBoard here in just a few moments.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmain.com.
Miss any shows during the week?
No!
Don't worry, we've got you covered.
Yahoo!
With the free Transformation Talk Radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand.
Yes!
Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, 1150 AM in Seattle, and Transformation Talk Radio around the world. And don't forget, if you want to listen to this again or share this with another, by Monday at the latest, you will find this on ChristineUpchurch.com. Now, I'm having a conversation today with J.M. DeBord, and he is the author of The Dream Interpretation Dictionary. He also is the dream expert at Canyon Ranch Spa and Resort. And he has some online programs, too, that we'll talk about later. Now, JM, we're talking about the power of dreams to help inform us about our physical health. And I wanted to share with you and our listeners something that happened to me decades ago when I had gotten a biopsy. Now, I had had this this weird kind of lesion that looked like kind of like eczema, but a funny color on my hip for the longest time. And the dermatologist had given me steroids and then stronger steroids and, you know, on and on. And it finally went away. And she says, if it comes back, we're going to biopsy it, you know. So it came back and I got a punch biopsy. They cut out a, you know, portion of flesh. And it was unpleasant, but I wasn't the least bit worried about it because I knew it wasn't a funny looking mole that looked like the melanoma photos I'd seen on the dermatology walls, you know. But rather, I figured if it's on the skin, it's you know, it would be a type of skin cancer. You know, I was not the least bit worried. But during that time, the 2 weeks it took before I went to get the stitches back and get the pathology results, I had this dream. And the dream was that I was in a doctor's office and somebody was taking a needle and putting it in the middle of that lesion. And I was totally freaked out. And I woke up and I'm thinking, huh, why on earth would I be freaked out about a needle there? Because, you know, I'm, you know, a little squeamish about needles, but it was like this deep, you know, be feeling deeply disturbed.
Yeah.
So it wasn't until after I got the results when the doctor said it looks like it's the early stages of lymphoma and it's a lymphoma that initially appears on the skin, blah, 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 you know. And I was researching things in the medical library at Rutgers at the time, and they said in one of the medical journals, this is before we could get onto the internet, right, and find these things.
Right.
They said in one of the journals that one of the ways they stage this disease is by taking peripheral blood, which means they stick a needle in the middle of a lesion and take some blood from it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You know, and you're drawing on information there that you didn't know consciously.
Exactly.
It's in a medical journal and a medical library, and you're drawing on information. I have found this before, Christine, where you go, how in the world does a dream know that?
Yes.
You know, now you had had a, you know, that procedure done where they had, you know, done the biopsy and I suppose if you were processing those memories and the dreaming mind grabs hold of it and translates it, that it might translate it into a needle. But also look at your reaction, though. You're reacting to the needle with fear, and it's associated now with something called lymphoma, which even when you said the word, I got kind of a shudder through my body going, that's the nasty stuff, isn't it?
Right.
You know, so that is a great example. There's a Kathleen Canavos wrote the book Dreams That Can Save Your Life. And she's a breast cancer survivor. And she said that the dream that really did save her life was one where after she had gone to the doctor, she already had an occurrence of breast cancer. She went to see the doctor and they said, oh yeah, you're all clear. Everything's fine.
Uh-huh.
She had a dream that night that these monks came to her through this like portal of light. And they came to her and they said, Kathleen, your doctor missed something. It's right here. And they pointed to like under her rib cage and they said, the cancer's back. And they said, you need to go to the doctor tomorrow. You need to fight for this, insist to get in there and have it taken care of because it's you know, it has to be done tomorrow.
Whoa.
She got an appointment with her doctor. And everybody out there knows how hard it can be to get, you know, especially with a specialist, to get a same-day appointment. She managed to get the appointment. She got in there to the doctor and had the doctor do this, like, more thorough procedure to test that area exactly where the monks pointed, and they found this big tumor that was growing there very rapidly.
Wow.
And that day, they wheeled her into surgery and extracted that tumor out of there. And Kathleen, of course, is now, she wrote this book with Dr. Larry Burke, who is an expert at using dreams for medical diagnosis. There is actually an emerging field in medicine where they're finding that dreams are reporting on what is going on inside of the body. There's a way of decoding those dreams and using them as part of an overall medical diagnosis. So this is one of the tools they're adding to the toolbox.
Wow.
Yeah, and I found this with sleep apnea too. I'm about to publish at dreams123.net, my main website. I'm about to publish a post that I wrote that is about using your dream, the content of your dreams, to tell you that you have sleep apnea, because there will be some kind of theme that will involve an airway. Like the man at Canyon Ranch, who had recurring dreams about being stuck upside down in a chimney.
Huh.
And, you know, I'm told about that as I'm up there as the dream expert and I'm giving a presentation to their people.
Right.
And he asked me about that and I went, well, it sure sounds like sleep apnea or airway obstruction to me.
Wow.
And it turns out that he'd been struggling with sleep apnea for years. So
people typically don't know when they have sleep apnea.
And that's right. That's right. And there are other things to look for. You will have dreams that involve like constriction, like a snake wrapped around your neck.
Uh-huh.
I know a guy who, it's not quite sleep apnea, but this is a funny one. He had a dream that he suddenly appeared in orbit around the Earth, and he wasn't wearing a spacesuit. And when he tried to breathe, that it was like his lungs were on fire.
This was
someone, he said he was a non-smoker, and he'd gone out to the bar that night and smoked like a half a pack of cigarettes, and it burned his lungs up. It was actually expressing the feeling that was going on in his body. So I have found many examples of this. There's another thing that you can look for with sleep apnea related to dreams, is it will change the pattern of your dreaming. You will not dream as vividly, and your recall will diminish too, because your brain is starving for oxygen and that need for oxygen is overriding everything else. So what they find is two things: that the content of the dreams becomes very distressful, and also that there is less dreaming, because unless you can cycle normally through the sleep stages, you can't get into the REM stage when you have the most vivid and meaningful dreams. So when you are having sleep apnea, it's preventing you from getting into the deep restful sleep that is a precursor for deep dreaming, too.
Okay. So I think that most people, however, do have sort of a cycle of remembering more dreams and then feeling like they're dreaming less. Is it always something like sleep apnea, or is that sort of a normal pattern?
I find it to be a normal pattern, and it's that way with me too. Now, I do know some people, and I've been through phases of my life where I had a stretch of about 2 to 3 years where almost every night I woke up with multiple, or every morning I woke up with multiple dreams to remember from the night before.
Wow.
But I was also deeply immersed in dream work as a form of therapy at the time. And it was kind of like once I had gone through that phase, like I was very deeply internally focused. And then things changed for me. My external life started taking up more of my focus and energy. So a lot of what I find is how much energy are you giving to that internal life and how much are you working on your inner life? How much are you doing that inner work?
Right.
That will affect how much you are recalling dreams. The biggest factor I find in recalling dreams is how emotional that they are.
Uh-huh.
Those dreams that are the mundane ones, I call them mundane, but the ones that are just sort of processing memories and experiences, and it's sort of just digesting, you know, and there's not a whole lot of emotional content to it because the memories that are associated with that dream content are not very emotional. Those dreams, they tend to fade into the background. What will come to the foreground is the dreams that happen or occur more in the second half of the night when the body has already met its needs in the first half of the night, and now we can start focusing on mind, heart, and spirit.
Uh-huh.
Those are the ones that tend to stand out to you. But yes, it is a natural part of it, and I will say this. I have been practicing dream interpretation and just general dream work for the past 25 years, mm-hmm. and I have times, you can look at my dream journal, that there could be a month that goes by, and I don't have any entries because I haven't recalled anything. And it tends to be when I'm very busy in my outer life, or my life is just sort of on autopilot, and there's not a lot of internal focus.
Interesting. You know, we're going to go to another quick break, but when we return, I'm going to want you to share with our listeners how we can go about the interpretation itself. I know that you specialize in this. I know you've got online forums to do this. You talk about this in your book, but it would be helpful for us to know what the process is. Stay tuned.
Oh, yeah, I love doing this.
Okay, stay tuned for more with JM here in just a few moments.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world one listener at a time.
Have you been seeing numbers like 111 and 222 everywhere you go? Do you feel that the universe may be trying to get your attention, perhaps offering a message of some sort? As it turns out, numerical patterns and certain types of geometry form the very fabric of our reality, from cells under a microscope to the astronomy of our night sky. At Stellar Reflections, we offer special sessions which tap into these patterns, designed specifically to support you on your journey. The 111 and 222 activations are sessions activating new patterns in your energy field, which in turn can help you create new patterns in your life. After just one session with a practitioner, either in person or via distance, clients report gaining greater clarity, becoming more intuitive, and honoring their inner truth as they move forward in their lives. Curious about what these transformational sessions might do for you? Call 425-999-9836 or visit StellarReflections.com. That's StellarReflections.com.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience, where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. You know, JM, this hour is flying by, and I'm having such a fun time talking to you about dreams, both on air and off. And before we go any further, because this hour is just flying by, I want to make sure you can share with our listeners how they can connect with you.
Yes, absolutely. My online classes are available at dreamschool.net. It's a forwarder to the online platform I use at teachable.com. So it's dreamschool.teachable.com, but just go to dreamschool.net. Right now I have 5 courses there that are a mix of video. It's mostly video with slide presentations. Uh-huh. And I walk people through the entire process, like of dream interpretation in one of the courses. And then I have others that are focused like on dream characters. I have another course that's focused on love and relationship. I just created that course and put it live, and I'm really proud of it.
Cool.
There's also a free course on introduction to dream interpretation and analysis. And that's the one that includes an extensive video lesson on tips for remembering your dreams and understanding the sleep cycle. So dreamschool.net, and then dreams123.net is a site that I've maintained for years, and there's a lot of information there. If anyone wants to get started with dream interpretation, you have dreamschool.net, but you can also look up We Love Dreams newsletter and sign up for it. I will start sending you emails that link you to various content that I have online. It'll introduce you to dreams, understanding them, dream interpretation, and it'll walk you through my D3 dream interpretation system, which is at dreams123.com, where I have taken an entire book that I was going to publish, and instead I put it online, and it has all of the content and my entire system for decoding dreams.
Wow. So we've got dreams123.net, dreams123.com, and dreamschool.net.
Yeah. And that's only half my website. I have jmdebord.com too, and then a couple others that aren't related to dreams.
What about your social media?
Yeah. Interpret Dreams at Facebook is a site that is probably the most active. I'm also on Twitter, but that's mostly just talking back and forth with other people who are interested in dreams. But right. Reddit Dream, R-E-D-D-I-T. And if you love dreams, go to dreams.reddit.com. It's the largest online public forum for dreams. And we've got a community there that's over 50,000 subscribers. And, you know, there's a lot of people who've come in to donate their time and, you know, and just talk about dreams. You don't have to have any prior experience. If it's a subject you're interested in, come there and share your dreams or comment or just lurk in the background and read about some of these really awesome dream experiences that people have.
Yeah, it's really fascinating. And, you know, something we were talking about when we were, you know, on a break was what to do if you feel like you're getting a message from a dream. Let's say that you've gotten a message about, you know, something relating that you think relates to physical symptom, and you want to get more clarification beyond sort of working through the dream with the approaches that you talk about, beyond having somebody else get into it. Is there a way to get additional information?
Yes, there is. And I want to begin with simple fact number one about dreams is subconsciously, you know what they mean. This is in one of my first lessons that I give my students. I want them to feel empowered, knowing that their dreams are not beamed into their head from outer space. They can seem that way because they're coming from this other side of the mind, the unconscious mind, where that's where your dreams are, the most meaningful dreams, at least, are created. Now, you subconsciously know what your dreams mean because you create them. So somewhere deep inside of yourself, you know what the message is.
Uh-huh.
So you can take steps to tap into that part of yourself. Now, one of the ways that I use is called dream incubation. So basically, if I have a dream that gives me a message and I'm not sure about it, I will ask for a follow-up dream. What I found, though, is that I can basically meditate on the dream imagery. And when I say meditate, I mean just close my eyes and breathe deeply.
Mm-hmm,
it right. might help to have like some om chanting or something in the background, but we don't have to like start gazing into the crystal ball. This information is available to you. You just need to follow your feelings and intuition and get into a relaxed state that allows the information to come forward. And keep in mind, sometimes dreams, this is something Carl Jung said. He said dreams invariably are teaching or showing the ego something that it does not know or does not understand.
Uh-huh.
So there's this larger part of the mind that's communicating to the ego. The ego is the tip of the spear here in this conscious waking world, but there is a much deeper structure to the mind that extends beyond the physical, and it is constantly communicating with you whether or not you are dreaming in a sleep. This part of the mind can work just as well when you are awake, but you have to facilitate the process of allowing it to come up to you. It's all part of a range of phenomena that we sometimes call it like ESP. We can call it like telepathy, uh-huh. telekinesis, all this stuff. If you listen to Ingo Swann, the famous remote viewer and psychic, he said we are giving different names to the same thing. It's basically using your conscious mind to tap into deeper levels of awareness and perception.
Right.
And from there, you can pull all of this information forward. But it does help to be able to decode the symbolism.
Yes.
And would you like me to tell your listeners, give them a quick tutorial on
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. That'd be great.
Okay. So I get a simple, there are three simple facts about dreams. I already told you one. Subconsciously, you know what they mean. Two, dreams are stories. Three, dreams use symbolism. With those three simple facts, now you have an approach to interpreting dreams that I call D3. In the first step, you break down the dream into story elements and narrative components. It teaches you to see the dream as a story and break it down into parts. This is the same thing you would do if you were in a literature class and you were analyzing a book or a story or something like that.
Uh-huh.
You're going to look at the settings, the characters, the symbols, the action, the way that people react during the dream. You react based on subconscious knowledge of what it all means. So when you do something in a dream and you react, it seems like it's out of kilter with reality. It's because you are responding to subconscious knowledge of what it really means.
Mm-hmm.
Step two, you take the dream, all those details, you interpret the symbolism and analyze the story. So decoding the symbolism is a process of realizing that there is a hidden meaning that's behind the overt image. You can use my dream interpretation dictionary to give you ideas. You wake up and you had a dream about mom or a dog or flying an airplane or driving in a car or something like that. But the story can tell you a lot too, because the story is providing the context to understand the content of the dream. It all fits together into a big picture, and that's when you get to step three. You look at all of these details now in context of the story and your life, and you reflect. Because most dreams are based on memories from the past day or two. Even when they refer to the past, they're referring to something that is relevant to the present. So with those three steps, you have an approach to understanding, breaking down the dream into parts, interpreting the different pieces, analyzing the story, fit it all together into a big picture and see what it really says. It may not come to you right away. I would say about half the time, my D3 system can get you to at least the first concrete idea that you have about a dream, but dreams are known for, one, telling you what you don't already know. So if you don't know it, it's kind of hard to know it right away.
Yeah.
It can lead to you over time, but they're also known for previewing the future. And when that happens, you have to allow time to play out to see how the dream was actually previewing your future, either by sort of seeing where the wind's blowing, recognizing patterns, or there's a deeper faculty of the mind that understands the true nature of time, and not to blow your listeners' minds at the end of the hour, but time, as we know it, as a linear progression, like on a clock, is not what time is as defined by physics.
Right.
Time is a product of motion. So all of time, past, present, and future, is actually available to you cognitively. You can see backward in time to places you've never been, memories you never had, but they're there. You can access that information. You can see forward in time to things that haven't actually happened yet. So this is, you know, there's a, it gets deep, Christine.
It does.
But
it does.
Fun. It is fun. There's so much mystery to this. I tell you, we live in a world right now where our reality is being constructed for us. It is being spoon-fed to us. Our perceptions are being very, very limited, and this is purposeful to keep people from understanding their true power.
Yes.
I hear almost every day that people are looking for an authentic life and meaning and purpose, and I go, dreams, people. Your dreams will lead you to that. Please just begin by writing them down, going through the steps of understanding them, and it will lead you to that authentic, purposeful, meaningful life that you really want.
And what a powerful message to end on. JM, it's been great to have you back here. I love your work. And again, his book is called Dreams 1-2-3, Remember, Interpret, and Live Your Dreams. Thanks so much for joining us here again, JM.
It's my pleasure, Christine. Thank you for having me. You picked up on my signal. I was looking for media to help me to tell people I've got these great online courses. They're there and they're ready for you. Yeah. And I needed people to help me get out the message, and you responded. So thank
it's
you.
Great. Well, we are connected in that collective consciousness. And I think it's perfect that if you've been listening here today, that the message is right for you today as well. Thanks for joining us here today. I look forward to talking to you again soon. Bye, everybody.
You've been listening to The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.stellarreflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.transformationtalkradio.com.